Election Day, just weeks away. Yesterday was the first day of early voting in Chicago, but some people still need to be convinced to vote, and Marianne has been looking into that, also at ways to motivate people without taking sides, right, Marianne?
Yeah, that's the hardest thing of all, Bob. Well, I'm really interested in this topic because our daughter recently moved to North Carolina, one of the states where just a few votes may decide who the next president is. It's a swing state, and she wants to vote, but she's having to go through a lot of red tape in order to do so.
And
I've been spending a lot of time telling her it is worth the effort. And by the way, update, she called me this morning and said she thinks that it's happening Monday.
She thinks. Okay. Well, in her case,
she thinks that there are no wrinkles in all her paperwork.
Yeah, it's not that she doesn't want to vote. She definitely does. But for some people, they really need to be convinced it's worth it, don't they?
As you know, Bob, I was born in Cuba, and that's a place where there is no voting freedom at all. And I've never missed an opportunity to vote in any election since I was 18 years old. And I spent a lot of time researching issues and candidates even before I became a journalist and learned how to do it, by critical thinking skills and all this stuff that, you know, you really learn at school and then you practice out on the field. But it is something that I take seriously, and I'm grateful that we live in a country where we can think anything we want, and it is okay, in spite of what some people will tell you.
Yeah, we all should,
so
we all should feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
We all should be like that, think
yes,
that way.
Exactly. I really appreciate this, the opportunity to vote, and not just now. I mean, for, you know, decades. So I've been doing some research on ways that we can all persuade people that they need to exercise their right to vote. So here are some of them. For starters, you can ask, hey, are you registered to vote? And, you know, you do have to do your best to stay nonpartisan when you are having these conversations, because the experts say that when you're not taking sides, you can focus on why voting and voter registration is important.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's not sure if they're registered to vote, point them to online resources that allow them to quickly check, and you can even help them do it. The next thing is you can ask what matters to you. So persuading somebody to vote hinges on truly listening to them and showing them that you understand what they're saying. And it requires giving people the benefit of the doubt and a little grace. So it's not about bringing them to your point of view, although it might be tempting. That usually doesn't work because they've made up their mind for a lot of reasons that have so much to do with so many other things. So one of the easiest ways is just to ask them what issues they care about, even if they're not a political junkie.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, everybody should have a good answer for that.
Yes. Okay, so you can say thousands of local elections have been determined by a single vote. So maybe your friend or your family member is adamant that their vote doesn't really matter because they are one of millions. So if that's the case, remind them about local elections, which don't get nearly as much attention as presidential elections, but can have even more of an impact on our daily lives. Like, you know, some of those races for county judges and officials can be super tight, and they really matter, and they will determine school budgets, pothole repairs, who's the next sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a real difference between what the two parties think about that. So make sure you get that thought.
Yeah, that's what you hear probably more than any other excuse. Well, my vote won't matter. But hey, even in this presidential election, it's going to be very, very close.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, and who knows what, like, seriously, I don't think any of us know what's going to happen because the polls have, you know, there are polls, but the polls have never really been accurate, have they?
They're all in the margin of error.
Yeah. So the next thing you can say to somebody is vote with your gut. So a lot of people cite a lack of knowledge as their reason for not voting. They say, I don't know enough about X person or the policies or the parties or the candidates. So they opt out. Well, the point is that nobody really knows enough. Most people aren't good at being informed voters. Most people don't do the homework that they really need to do to find out about both sides. I mean, I personally know a lot of people who only vote like their husbands or their friends. I mean, that is a big trend in some places.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to convince somebody to vote, reassure them that they are up to the task and that they should vote with their gut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. What else?
Okay, so don't let somebody else make the decision for you. That's another thing you can say. I've been saying that to our daughter. Don't let someone else make that decision. And you can remind them that when they abstain, they're handing their rights and freedoms over to everybody else who did vote. So politicians aren't going to stop getting elected, and policies aren't going to stop being implemented just because you didn't vote. It just means that you don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. Do you care about reproductive rights? Do you care about your trash, you know, what time your trash gets picked up? Do you care about, you know, what they teach in schools? Somebody else is just making all those decisions for you if you don't show up.
I'm just thinking about one time, I don't know how old I was, very, very young, and I think I was hemming and hawing about voting, and my dad read me the Riot Act. Of course, as is the case with you, immigrants tend to value that voting right more than some of us who grew up later and in this country.
I have always looked at it as a sacred gift that I have been given. I mean, I really take this seriously. I wish, you know, everybody did. I don't know if our kids take it as seriously as we do. You know, your parents were immigrants. You have that in you too. Okay, I'm going to run through the rest of them. You can say, if you care about me, it's important you go out and vote, because who leads is going to determine whether I can do X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. I've said that to our daughter. Another thing you can do is you can say, let's have a party and make this fun and figure out what's on our ballot. I am doing that, you know, as you know, because I've been talking about it the night before the election. You can get a sample ballot and then just get together with your friends and make it fun.
Know, yeah, that'll work. Mm-hmm.
Hear what everybody is thinking. So I'm going to be doing that on November 4th. You can also, this one gets into dangerous territory. You can say, if you start rethinking some of the positions you've taken, I'm here to talk it through. We don't have to argue. Now, you really have to stick with that and not argue. And, you know, there doesn't have to be any yelling or disrespect. Some people just disrespect you because they don't like the way you're voting. It's ridiculous. And the last thing you can say is, when you don't exercise your rights, they can be taken away. So the best way to celebrate democracy is by registering to vote and showing up to the polls every election, big or small.
Disagree without being disagreeable. Keep that in mind too. What's on Savvy
Impossible
Planet
for some people?
what's the recipe you got right now?
Well, with all the craziness in the Middle East lately, I keep thinking about how lucky we were last year to be able to take that come along cruise with our WGN listeners in that region. And I never forgot the best labneh I had everywhere we went in Tel Aviv. I came back and began searching for the best recipes, and I came up with one that is going to be on Savvy Planet, and it's just as good as the labneh we ate there. So delicious.
Yeah, it's a dip, right?
Yeah, it's a delicious and flavorful dip that originated in the Middle East. It's an Arabic yogurt cheese dip, and I'll show you how to make it in a super simple way. You only need a few ingredients.
Check it out. SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy-Planet.com. Subscribe, and you'll get the weekly recipes from Marianne. And, of course, I am the guinea pig, happily taste-testing everything for you. All right. Happy election season.